spilt milk.
Hey, what's happening? Welcome to another episode of Spilt Milk Podcast. I'm your brother, Big Black, in the building. You know what I'm saying? Some people call me the Honorable. Some people call me Beloved. But just call me Sanitized. My hands stay ashy because I'm sanitized. You feel me? But anyway, yeah, I'm just out here politicking, man. Taking over. This is the Black Report. You feel me? So we finna go ahead and break it down real quick. Let me ask y'all a question. So we step over complex systems every day, walking through history and pretending darkness is enough. What that mean to you? Well, for me, that mean social injustice. That mean, hell, environmental racism. What is environmental racism? Oh, I knew you were going to ask that. So think about the situations in various parts of the world, but let's go ahead and keep our 10 toes down right now with going on in just America. So everybody know what's going on with Flint, you know what I'm saying? Flint with the water system, you know what I'm saying? But what a lot of people don't know is the in and outs in regards to how that's being regulated. Who is the ones that really are able to mandate change, create policies? Whole time you was looking at them, it's right in the mirror. You yourself, you can make change. You just got to know how to go about it, you feel me? So I want to start off about a book that I've been reading. It's called What the Eyes Don't See. It's from an author by the name of Mona Hannah Tisha. She's a doctor out in Flint, Michigan. She basically put out a book just detailing her struggle, how she fought the EPA, which is the Environmental Protection Agency, which, by the way, exists in every jurisdiction. So you're talking state, you know what I mean, to state. So Flint, Michigan, basically the water systems were just outrageous. People literally was having water. One lady, her water was up to 400 ppbs. Now, you may ask, what is ppbs? That's the gauge they use to test the lead toxins in water, okay? Now, acceptable levels of ppb is actually zero. It's not tolerable. You know what I'm saying? So if you really think at that, like, damn, like, okay, so zero is the acceptable level of ppb. Now the level of action is 15. Now that's like red light, alarms, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit, like, yo, we really got a problem. It's 15. Bro, this lady house was at the lead toxic levels of 400. 400, bro. That's crazy. Ain't nobody did nothing, man. Everybody went and tried to talk to the politicians, tried to talk to the governor, the senator. As a matter of fact, Miguel Del Toro, he's a, Miguel Del Toro, you feel me? Because my name is Hassan, so I really don't like to have my name mispronounced, so we ain't finna mispronounce homie name, you feel me? We respect the culture, regardless of the culture, because we is the culture. But really, though, so Miguel Torrell, he's an EPA fella from out in Chicago. He done already bodied him some cases out in Chicago, fought the EPA out there. So basically, he really Fury right now, like Tyson Fury, you feel me? So they bring out Tyson Fury. They like, huh, come over here to Flint, Michigan. Help us fight this one. This man come over there, basically brought all the documentations out, all the files was open, you know what I mean, brought the information out, went toe-to-toe with the EPA out there, and they gonna tell them, you way out of jurisdiction. Not only that, you're not knowledgeable or equipped to be able to speak on our matters over here. The reason why... it's because the city of Flint did not want to admit to the fact that early signs of toxic water was occurring, but it would have took so much money to have just put new pipelines in order. And they ain't want to do that. They rather just invest their money elsewhere within the city. So that shit came back to backfire. So by the time it came about, like, yo, this is a real life problem, they got to act like it don't exist. So any type of evidence that's brought to them, we got to tuck that under the rug. So you know how they plan. But long story short, eventually social media popping, you know what I'm saying? Just like anything else, this one number, 2014, 2015. So, you know, niggas had the iPhones and a Samsung, you know, Galaxy S, whatever, you know, the green bubbles are popping. We don't know where in the universe them go, so don't text me with no green bubble, by the way. So, yeah, so moving on. So there's a lot of people that really don't think that environmental racism even exists. So when somebody tells me what is environmental racism, obviously I like to tell the story about Flint, Michigan, only because it was categorized as popular, what woke people understand, especially because of the effect in our black community. You know, this is going on in the same time as Tamir Rice. This is going on at the same time as, you know, Mike Brown. All of that was going on just slightly before Ferguson was really just up to scrape. But anyways, this is where Black Lives Matter is like really just super up there. You know what I mean? So everybody and their mama's like tweeting about it. Everybody know about it, sending them cases out, taking that trip up there, sending a bottle of water over there. But yet, like, the EPA want to act like these people weren't affected by dirty water? Bro, you can't drink that water. If you got kids, you can't bathe your kids in that water. You know, there's so much deadly toxins that come from that, you know. So being able to consume, to bathe, to clean your dishes with, you know what I'm saying? You can't even make what do in that water. You feel me? Like, damn, I ain't even hear me until right now. Like, bro, you can't even make... Imagine making with doing Flint water, bro. Come on, man. I don't even think my prayer is going to be accepted, bro. Stop for the love, bro. But nah, man, all jokes aside, man. So another form of environmental racism. I don't know, like, there's certain stories or situations that really just, like, when they hit my eardrums, I just be like, damn, how it wasn't a well. Like, how could something so devastating be occurring right in front of my face, yet I don't see it? Like, I got a blindfold on, but really just right there the whole time, right in front of my face, but under my nose. You feel me? So, bro, I was put on to Uniontown, Alabama, man. I don't know if y'all know about Uniontown, Alabama. So Uniontown, Alabama is a small city in Alabama. Population is 90% black. Now, it's a very rural, poor town in Alabama, by the way. Most people, you know, just barely scraping to get by. They ain't bothering nobody in Uniontown. They just really trying to just live life, man. You know what I'm saying? So Uniontown, Alabama is considered the landfill of America. Now, just think about that. The landfill of America. What you ain't really realize is it's called that because it's quite frankly a landfill. It was designated to be a landfill, but people lived there. So basically, there's 30 states in totality, but let's bring up my own state, man. Some fuck niggas for that one, but still Tennessee till I die. But man, so Harriman, Tennessee, an area called Harriman, Tennessee, population is 90% white. These folk, they bring all of their coal ash within that city, transported 300 miles down to Uniontown, Alabama, to dump their coal ash into Uniontown. What is coal ash? Coal ash, according to the EPA, is non-hazardous, but we'll get back to it. So coal ash really is arsenic, it's mercury, it's lead. all toxins that definitely can't kill if consumed or breathed in, correct? So basically, like I said, Harriman, Tennessee, coming and bringing 300. Man, first of all, just think about this much. Like, bruh, if that coal ash wasn't good enough for the white folk, how is that coal ash like good for black folk? I mean, you're going to bring your waste to me, but it's supposed to be not hazardous when it's coming to me. But it damn sure ain't good enough for your white folk to breathe it. You know what I mean? All right, so they made that area a landfill. So they bring this coal ash from 300 miles away and just pile it on. Now, the people of Uniontown, the little bit that they can do, went down to town hall, city hall, went to go try to protest and stand up. And basically, people was dying, like folk were dying. If 10 people within a 3-mile radius is all dying within a couple years of kidney failure, do that not allow you to think, damn, it might really be something to do with what's been put over in our area during that duration? So if you brought some coal ash over here, within a couple years, everybody's dying from kidney failure, common sense will tell you, it's what you brought in that's causing the folk to die off like that. So they really went to go protest. And actually, this is really mind-boggling. So you do this to these folk. They actually, the city, the EPA, actually sues 4 Uniontown citizens for $30 million for defamation. And a lot of people is asking, what's defamation? Really, what all that means is, They suing folk for tattletelling, telling that we killing. How y'all gonna speak up about us trying to cause y'all bodily harm? Boom, $30 million right there. We suing y'all folk. Thank God though, man, that lawsuit was dropped. There's also different type of environmental injustices that's going on. Just speaking on Uniontown itself, it ain't even a landfill, by the way. So really, if you look at, like, they have from prehistoric Civil War era, they have a national landmark of a cemetery base. You feel me? So they basically got a huge cemetery, which is a national landmark, but don't nobody know how to visit or where their ancestors is laying because all the corpses plots have been moved. So you got corpses where the plots don't even exist. So you might not even be sending flowers to your grandfolk. You know what I mean? Why is that environmental racism? Like, you got to ask yourself that. Because they're utilizing the environment and also to segregate, be unjust, to basically separate and pick out who they choose to cause harm to and who deserve what. What you really should ask yourself is health a right or a privilege? You ask me, I say in certain circumstances it can be both, because you allow people to feel like they don't have access to health long enough, they start feeling like, damn, I might not be supposed to have no damn health coverage. You know what I mean? That's kind of crazy. In hindsight, you basically getting people to the point where they feel like, damn, I'm not supposed to even have a right to be living healthily. But that's some whack shit right there anyway. But I want to go on and talk about the cemetery, man. So that really threw me off for it to, number one, be a national landmark for folk who don't, black people who don't fought in the Civil War. These folks' plots have been unmaintained. The cemetery has been unmaintained. And they literally are kicking corpses, plots from corpses to corpse. So don't nobody really know where their ancestors really land. They don't even know who they talking to. You know what I mean? Bigger than all of that, I want to talk about the sewer system going on over there too in Uniontown. So really, like, they got this sewage system that's really excuse me, antiquated. That's a big word, so it take a nigga like me like four tries to say that one, so my bad on that. But now they got an antiquated sewage system out there where basically water, it's supposed to have a wastewater treatment plant, just like any 21st century sewage. You know what I mean? A wastewater treatment plant will consist of pipelines that'll be able to, you know, take dirty human waste from one area into an actual sewage. But they don't have that over there. It's antiquated, meaning it's old, out of date. You feel me? So basically, they living like they living in 1812. So what it's doing is when people flush their toilet in Uniontown, Alabama, all of the human waste, we talking piss, feces, man, whatever the hell y'all niggas doing in the toilet, as soon as you flush that, it go into a lagoon. And when it goes to a lagoon, the intent is to actually sit. It's supposed to sit and percolate into the soil. Problem is, in that area of the Sun Belt, they clay heavy. So when it's supposed to percolate, which really means penetrate into the ground, it never get the chance to do so because the soil is not fertilized, it's clay-based. You feel me? So it rise. It rise to the point where it overflows and it's on the ground. It's on the ground. Imagine shit and piss just on the ground, creating its own flood, flooding all the way and down to the main city's water. You know what I'm saying? So that folk got pissing shit in their local water. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bro, how you gonna tell me that ain't environmental racism? Man, that's environmental racism, bro. And then you gonna tell me the EPA gonna tell them folk, well, shit, yeah, we made this area a landfill. We dumping this coal ass. But the coal ash not hazardous. But then, okay. How come that coal ash wasn't good for them 90% of white people over there in Harriman? But it good enough for us black folk over here? I try to tell you, man, y'all better stay woke, man. Y'all better stay woke. And I'm going to tell you this right now. It's an election year. I hope all of y'all make sure y'all go out and vote locally. Know who you putting in office from the ground level. Like, understand what you're doing from the ground level. You know what I mean? So, really just going to recap a little bit about what we talked about, man. We talked about a couple of situations, man. We talked about Flint, Michigan. We talked about Uniontown, Alabama. Shout out to my bureaucrat, you feel. We talked about environmental injustice. We talked about environmental racism. We talked about some real life shit that going on right in your backyard. We ain't even really talk about Cancer Alley in Louisiana. You feel me? There's literally an entire alley they call Cancer Alley because folk dying from cancer over there on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you feel me? I'm going to leave you with this. My name, Big Black. Don't forget to sanitize your hands. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, they going to say your hands ashy, but you sanitize. You feel? Take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Peace and blessings. Make sure that you hit the 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Leave us a comment. Leave us a review. You know what I'm saying? All of that. You feel me? At the end of the day, love is love. Peace from the Black Report. 1.